in the Senate, four, sometimes five, Democrats, so-called Democrats, said they were going to caucus with the Republicans and kept them in power. You know, I think when we spoke earlier, I think you thought that eventually they would come back to the Democrats. Now they are making moves, probably pushed by the governor a little bit, to come back and caucus with the Democrats, although they say they're going to maintain their IDC or independent conference. You know, you've been there for 2 years. Tell us about what you think.
Well, I think it's time they sit back with the regular Democrats so we can get real issues done that they didn't get done in the last sessions.
Yeah, but they're selfish, aren't they? And they decided they'd go over there and take their pound of silver, whatever it was, and get committee chairmanships and get a little bit of extra money maybe. And now they have to come back and sit with you guys. Will they be welcome back?
Well, I think we have to recognize that we need them to get things done. And we have to work with like-minded colleagues to move issues that are important.
So you don't have to like them in order to work with them.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And I think they have...
So could we say you don't like them?
I don't dislike people. Mm-hmm. I want to be respected that I represent my constituents, and I have just as much power in that Senate floor as any other member. And I don't think it's right when four people say, well, I'm going to pick this side or that side. You're disenfranchising my constituents. And I'm also ranker on elections.
Ranker meaning the highest minority member on the committee, right?
Right. Yeah. And had they sat with the Democrats, I would have been chair on elections. And one of the bills that we've been trying to get done for years is to move the two primary dates to one day.
The two primary dates being the...
In June, we have a primary date for the congressional elections. And in September, we have a primary date for the state and local elections. The federal government, I mean, there's federal law that says we can't have a primary date less than 45 days prior to an election. That's so we can get the ballots to military personnel serving overseas and get their ballots in time so they can be counted. So that we had to comply with the MOVE Act. That forced, and the federal judge had to intercede and forced us to move our congressional primaries to June. We still have the state and local primary dates in September. Why aren't we moving it up so we can count the votes of the military personnel who are being inconvenienced because they're overseas protecting us? And we are wasting taxpayer dollars. And we are not in...
Having a second election costs millions of dollars.
And we're inconveniencing the voters.
Yeah.
This is absurd. But it protects the incumbents. Because if you don't have a lot of time between the primary date and the election, who does that benefit? That benefits the incumbents. All of the IDC didn't support that legislation.
This is the Independent Democratic Conference, these so-called, some people call them the traitors, who walked over to the Republican side.
Well, they were empowering the Republicans. It's that kind of legislation that common sense says, stop wasting my money, stop making it inconvenient. Stop doing things that are more convenient for the politicians. We need government to work for the people. That type of legislation is something I want to see done right away. The Assembly has passed it to move it up to June. The Democratic Conference supported moving it to June. We've got to make adjustments to make government more efficient also.
And so why did the other guys want to move it to June, the four errant Democrats, so-called errant Democrats?
You'll have to ask them. It doesn't make sense.
But was there a political reason, you think?
Well, I think they claim that we would have to, that it the June dates would be right towards the end of the legislative session, and it's, you know, it would be...
Inconvenient.
Right. My response to that is, we're in charge of the legislative session calendar.
Yeah.
We can move the calendar around and make adjustments. Everybody's, you know, tightening their belts. That we don't move this and do a better job representing our constituents and the fact that they are paying for this is absurd.